So, Jan, this can help us to understand why different people have different preferences, right. Not by way of self, but by this.
By way of bhajya, No self at all.
If there was more panya regarding that, there'd probably be more tolerance of people's behaviours and misbehaviours.
That's just how awareness to aware now.
There's a lot of thinking now.
But without it, no conditions for right awareness to arise at all.
But it helps by way of intellectual understanding of conditions. Things arise by conditions.
But since one, that is the understanding of non-self, it can condition what's worthwhile or what's better. To think just a lot about everything or to have direct understanding of a reality right now.
But isn't it a bit like knowing, learning about the various jitas arising in the sense door process, sort of the purpose of that, the usefulness of that is to understand, at least intellectually know, anatta, that these all arise by conditions.
To know that at that moment it's conditioned,
yes.
Not I at all. No matter it's like or dislike, it's conditioned.
Achan had said, I heard in one of the discussions about we all have what we had wished for. So everything that is happening now is just conditioned. In Vietnam, we usually, when we come to Thailand and we say, oh, here people are so fortunate to be born in a country where Buddhism is so prevalent and widespread. But actually, certainly, it's all our tendencies and accumulation that have made us to be born in such and such place and meet such and such people. So nothing to be complained
about. No selection.
No selection at all.
And better to be born in the non-Buddhist country with an interest in the teachings than to be in a Buddhist country with no interest at all.
Yes.
Actually, I've got a question now. Can the Aram, by way of Araman, when say a Pachaya, the object be Pachaya, that Pachaya Araman, when say a Pachaya for Mordosa?
When it's Aramanu, when say a Pachaya, it can be object of attachment. Like Aramna, Tipati, Pachaya, it condition attachment.
When we talking about Aramanu Nisaya Pachaya, can Vanjati be Aramanu Nisaya Pachaya? For example, this life, Lucas like Coke. How about next life? Maybe he like Pepsi.
But even Pepsi, he don't say, know whether it's called Pepsi. Is he attached to the word Pepsi or to the taste?
Idea.
The taste, but
call this water. He still like
now.
It
because there is no Coke now. I didn't find it there, so.
To me, I don't think too much about these things, because I think that the bhajya is not easy to understand. So it just better understand that which appears before there can be the thinking about different bhajya. For example, this word object now appears, and without the understanding of thinking over it as just a reality which can appear, And if we think it's said about other things, it cannot understand. It hinders the understanding of that which just appears, that it can appear only. It doesn't want anyone to see a like or dislike, but its nature is it can be object of seeing. Not even call it Aramana Pachaya. That's why it's the last book of Abhidhamma Pachaya. Because one has to know reality before one can know more about the Pachaya. What about Dhamma Sankhani?
Yeah, but this is the first, and it's about Nama and Rupa, to know realities first.
Yeah, and Rupa Kanda and Chitta, see, Dhamma Sankhani. Mm-hmm.
And I think that because you've been stressing a lot about Vitaka, for example, I think that, for example, at a moment of seeing when there's no Vitaka and the texts emphasize a lot on Pasa, it's to indicate actually no one who sees, but there is the coming together of different realities, including contact, in order to be seeing. And when we're talking about, for example, the development of understanding, and so often there's an idea of someone trying or doing, so the point of emphasizing vitaka, which doesn't appear now, but it's just to show how actually understanding can only arise when there is the coming together of different dharmas, such as the touching of the object, because without vitaka there cannot be any understanding. So it's really just to show that these are elements or dharmas, anatta, not because vitaka appears.
Mm-hmm. And vitaka is the factor of enlightenment too. So it's quite important to know that it's not panya, but it keep on touching object whenever it arises, except the 10 ahetuka cittas. So we can know akusala vitaka, and we can know the kusala vitaka with our panya and with panya, until it becomes the Samma Sankappa of the Eightfold Path. From not knowing anything right now, until it touch and touch and touch with panya. So panya can understand whatever appears correctly, precisely, better and better. As soon as there is other object, it means that vitaka takes it away, all citta and all cetasikas, to other objects. It's like, come with me to other objects.
Let me lead you astray.
I lead you to other objects. Sati of Satipatthana or Sati in general?
In general.
In general, at moment of kusala, because of Sati, which is aware of wholesome deeds, is there. So it can condition wholesome moment. Depending on what kind of kusala Sati.
So that can also be considered regarding the senses.
if you don't mind the word.
Guarding from akusala.
Even that, can one understand it?
It seems to me like guarding the sense in what I understood is like to know what is what. Like it's not knowing in the sense of sanya or
it depends on words that whether you understand by this word or that word, like it's the protection sometimes.
In the text they say it's like a doorkeeper or guard who just
anything,
knows who passes.
Anything, yeah, depending on different stages. But its characteristics should be understood because it's a difference between intellectual understanding and direct understanding. Because the at level of listening and considering can understand only the story of the object which is talking about. But when there is awareness, this moment of understand, that characteristic, because each reality must have its own characteristic. For example, now hardness appears as hardness in reality, but no attention, no understanding of it. It arises and falls away without any understanding. But since it's a moment in samsara, it should be known as not self. So by having such understanding, it can condition moment of when hardness appear, it's not just ordinary, the body consciousness which experiences it, like now or any moment, but there's also awareness of it. So it's just more than usual experience of hardness at that very moment. So one can see the difference between moment without awareness and moment with awareness when it arises. The object is exactly the same, but without awareness, it is just when it arises. And when there is awareness, it's exactly the same, but awareness is there, a little bit more than just ordinary one, because it is also object of awareness, not only object of body consciousness. And Panya can see the difference and understand better and better when it's direct moment of being aware of a characteristic, no matter when. By seeing the difference between moments of not being aware and moment, just a moment of awareness, that they are different. One can see that no matter what type of citta, the second citta in a day or in an hour, it doesn't matter because it doesn't give understanding. It cannot condition understanding of such object. But when awareness arises, understanding can develop.
Guarding
the senses, does it refer only to the five senses or also the mind, or because I suppose sati also arises. I don't think about mind or sense though, because whatever is seen is sense though, and when it's object of thinking, it's not sense though, but who knows?
For example, there can be no awareness at the moment of seeing.
Even there is awareness, who can know whether it's awareness of object through the mind or sense though? Because the object appears exactly the same, no matter what doorway.
What I mean is like, for example, anger or lobha arises in the mind, and sati can also arise.
No matter mind or sense though at all, right understanding can understand that. and can citta arise at my door and sense that?
Sure, that's why I was wondering about the senses.
Can citta appear through sense though?
Of course.
Citta.
Citta. Yes. Can.
Which though, yeah?
The citta.
Can the object of sense
though? Ah, no, only my door.
Yeah. So one can understand, begin to understand, object of my door. It's not like visible object, not sound, not smell, not taste. The question is the same as every day. Are you thinking? Are you seeing? Is that seeing, thinking, seeing? Unknown, but there is the idea about realities, that they are not self, but it's not object of right awareness and right understanding directly. It indicates anatomy every moment.
Ajahn, yesterday you explained about living alone in the sense that only one citta at a time. But one citta can be accompanied by at least seven citta-sika. So for that, I don't understand how come
one citta
is alone.
One citta with cetasikas, with one object only.
When we say alone with citta, it means citta with the cetasikas always. Citta can refer to just citta, or it can refer to citta and cetasikas. So alone with citta, alone with seeing, means alone with seeing. And it's accompanying citta seekers.
Can we say that alone means one citta at a time?
And there's also the other day that you talk about tira asana. And I still don't understand the difference between tira asana and the right view.
Sanya is sanya, not understanding, not panya.
There's some explanation, you know, that tira sanya is, you know, clearly, was maybe perhaps like explain the meaning of tira sanya.
Dhamma, see?
I think it's referring to firm sanya, which I remember as a proximate condition for satipatthana, tira sanya. Tira sanya, as I understood.
Mm-hmm. So sanya remembers what? That it can condition satipatthana.
I think all we have heard these days, again and again, about seeing invisible object and the self coming in, which is not helpful. All these things are remembered by tira sanya and really help for satipatthana.
It can be just seeing. Because there is no seeing. And sanya remember seeing as seeing, not I.
Seeing is different from paying attention to shape and form and people and things, because that is thinking after the seeing. It's not seeing Because seeing only sees what appears from eye sense, only that. But it takes a long time before we really understand. We need Tirasanya.
So in that sense, that the Tirasanya kind of mark or make us more firm that this is the understanding to see the difference between the seeing and the form and everything is at the other process, not at the same seeing. So that is the meaning of the Tirasanya.
So it means we have listened and considered and remember what we hear. Not just listening, but really considering and understanding each word, as Ajahn says.
That's considerable.
The older.
For example, even just the word seeing is heard. What Sanya remembers. See? Pachya, or nama, or rupa, or whatever, depending on sanya. But when there is hearing about seeing, there is understanding of seeing right then. Different degree, and which one is firm. Thira, not forget that it's now, this moment.
Is Tirasanya a reference to the sanya that arises with awareness or before awareness arises?
With each citta.
With each citta.
Is now sanya remembering?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Tira?
Not yet, fair enough.
Well, except that we were discussing the other day how Tira Sanya can be Akusala, if it's, it can be strong Sanya, that is Akusala also. So,
of self, for
of
sure.
Self. Yeah. So not always Kusala Tira Sanya as condition for Satipatthana.
But when it talks about the proximate cause of
Satipatthana,
yes,
then of course. But yes, if it's strong remembrance now that this is me or this is you, then it's Tira Sanya for wrong view or lobha.
And the proximate cause can be a cause that arises together with awareness.
Like Pasa and Vedana.
And Samadhi.
Anything.
Ajahn, there's several ways to develop bhavana. So maybe it is the meditation sitting in a quiet place or Dhamma discussion. So is it right that Dhamma discussion is suitable for the person who like talking? Is this right?
What brings understanding? What conditions understanding?
Understanding.
Of whatever appears now. This moment, previous moment is completely gone. Future moment hasn't come yet. Only this now is real. So it depends on what can condition right understanding of whatever appears now.
Yes. The most important point is understanding.
Right.
Yes.
Buddha teachings, in Pali, sasana, the teachings of the enlightenment, all about panya. By him who's the enlightened one, to those who can understand.
Yes.
depending all on understanding.
So no matter what, meditation, sitting or talking?
I don't know what you mean by meditation, sitting.
Yeah.
Or sitting so meditation. What do you mean that by that? Now we sit, so meditation or not? Or what? Pardon?
Yeah, meditate oneself.
Really? So what is meditation? Yeah?
Meditation is... meditation... Okay, I don't know how you can give a definition for this, but if you ask when I sit here, it is meditation, I think, yes.
Why do you say it's meditation?
I don't know.
So from birth up to now, if one does not study the teachings, one speaks always of that that one doesn't know. Any word, every word, at all. Like we talk about seeing, no understanding about seeing. We talk about attachment, no understanding about attachment at all. Just talk without any understanding of what we are talking about, like meditation. In reality, what is it?
I'm thinking.
Thinking. There is no thinking.
Just thinking.
So thinking of what? Which is meditation.
Thinking of what?
Thinking of what? So you call meditate? Breath or what? Or sitting or what?
No.
So
meditation, I think, is not sitting. It's not.
In the meditation center, I think that one is told to do, not to understand anything.
Yeah.
But now, no one is told to do or to sit at all. So here is not meditation center. What is the difference between meditation center and here?
I see no difference.
No different?
Yeah. Is that...
no discussion in meditation center, right?
I don't know, because I haven't come yet, but...
So, if it's like this, no need to use the word meditation center at all.
Even that, in the meditation center, how can I say?
Daily life or unusual life?
Unusual or
about a practice, following a practice. Is that a way we could define meditation?
I mean, the discussion is not mean. We can discuss with the silence, not only talking. That is the discussion. So the meditation, in that sense, is not really keep quiet. It's in that sense
with thought. About what? About not understanding anything right now.